The National Pulse with Ashraf Garda, weekdays 3 to 6 p.m.
So yesterday, you know, we touched on the Africa CEO Forum, all these big bosses of the African continent and leadership, like the president, including our own president, right? That was held in Cote d'Ivoire right now. Part of that is, you know, the team South Africa put together, I think, by and large, from a Brand SA support position as well. And Team South Africa's high-level panel focused on unlocking the African Continental Free Trade Area, that's AFCFTA, dividend, how the benefits will accrue through regional value chains and public-private partnerships. Let's find out more about it with Dr. Anthony Costa, who's the head of the Secretariat for B20 South Africa. Dr. Costa, good to connect with us here on the National Pulse. Hi.
Thank you, Ashraf. Good afternoon.
Thank you. So tell us more. I mean, first of all, maybe you want to touch on what happened yesterday and then just your thoughts on, you know, moving beyond the dream of free trade to practical implementation across the continent.
So the Africa CEO Forum ran for Monday and Tuesday in Abidjan. It was attended by CEOs, public sector officials from across the continent. Traditionally, it's always had a bit of a Francophone focus. I think in recent years, and especially this year, we've seen a lot more participation broadly across the continent, including from Anglophone countries. And as you mentioned, South Africa was well represented. Our president was here on Monday. And yesterday, we spoke about investing in South Africa, as well as the B20 and the opportunities for investment and growth in South Africa and Africa broadly. One of the aspects we're looking at in the B20 is developing policy recommendations into the G20. Trade and investment is a core focus area. It's one of our task forces. And the African Continental Free Trade Area is a mechanism to enable this trade within the continent. Our recommendations are going to focus on how to make it actionable, how we start implementing it. Of course, the G20 doesn't implement it, but the G20 is an international grouping. Can undertake policy reforms, actions, mechanisms that could support Africa's implementation of this important protocol.
And just what your thoughts about stumbling blocks? I mean, it's been talked about for a good few years, but the real implementation of this free trade agreement, we haven't quite seen it, the free trade area. And it brought up even yesterday where the questions were like to the president, our president, to say, you know, you're charging us exorbitant amounts for visas, you make it difficult for to come to your country, and you still want us to encourage free trade. I mean, where do you think are the log jams, not just in South Africa, but across the continent, keeping in mind, I think it also came up that there were lots of, you know, regional interests and influences that sometimes are counterproductive to what I would call the continental agenda.
I think the starting point, Ashraf, is it's a process. It's been running for a couple of years now, but it's incredibly complex. We're trying to cover over 50 countries. If you have a look at the EU, it's 40 years later, 50 years. It's a much smaller, and it started small and it grew. And I think in the African context, it starts through implementation and through trial and error. And we'll start to see the regional trade groupings expand. I think there are clearly political interests. Countries have national interests, and we'll have to find ways to make those work. It's also in the context of increasing trade barriers internationally and quite a dynamic international trade environment. And I think if African countries can make it very clear that they're adopting a pragmatic approach internally within the continent to tariffs. And in particular, a lot of the aspects aren't so much just about policy impediments, but practical impediments. How do we make it easier for trucks to cross borders? How do we speed up customs processing? How do we improve the state of our roads and railways? I think those elements are as important as the policy reforms.
Right. Now, you also made the point that, you know, the shift from a Francophone meeting influence to not just Anglophone, I think South African form because of the B20 or the G20 summit, right? So what did you, from where you sit at the B20, what did you raise that is of significance that you'd like to share with us, including the issues of, you know, investments and readiness, certainly of our country?
So we were here to position the B20 within the context of South Africa's G20 presidency as not just the South African initiative, but one which we are effectively curating on behalf of business across the G20 as a whole. And that includes, of course, the members of the African Union and business across the African continent. So just as South African's presidency wants to make this a G20 that's relevant for the African continent, we have the same objectives with regard to the B20. We make sure that African businesses are represented in our processes, and that some of the key issues that are discussed and raised are relevant to the African context. One, for example, which hasn't necessarily been addressed by previous B20s, is the question of the cost of capital in Africa. Why is it more expensive to borrow in Africa, both for countries as well as for companies? The question of risk perceptions. Do risk perceptions measure the realities on the ground? And what can be done to try and address these? So looking at similar issues based on African companies' experiences and how those can be remedied to try and unlock capital flows within the continent.
And what has been the not so much the expectations, but certainly how African countries see South Africa's brand positioning around G20 and B20, meaning what are their expectations of the South African leverage of chairing G20 and by extension all the other 20s that we talked about?
Oh, you know, I don't think there's a common position as such. You know, South Africa has traditionally been the only African member of the G20, and that's quite a significant responsibility. You have to consider the interests not just of the country, but the continent as a whole. When the African Union joined the G20 last year, that definitely assisted because South Africa wasn't a lone voice. And so the participation of the African Union has changed the dynamic, but there's still an expectation that South Africa needs to consider not just its own interests, but those of the continent as a whole. And certainly I think our government has positioned that very strongly. There's also a sense of pride. And I think many of the people here that we spoke to don't see this just as a South African initiative, but as an African one. And the fact that they have opportunities and avenues to participate reinforces that sense of ownership and shared participation.
Now, I mean, lastly, I go back to the 2010 World Cup where, you know, South Africa hosted, and, you know, it's a case of like it's time for Africa, it's Africa's turn. Do you find the same expectation even now on this with regard to the G20 and therefore the B20 participation, that effectively there would be an enhanced or amplified African economic voice because of what the goings on in the next few months?
Yeah, absolutely. The spotlight is on South Africa and on the continent. When other countries have hosted the G20, they, you know, haven't been positioned in the same way to reflect African concerns. So this is Africa's moment. We don't have a lot of time left. There's less than 7 months now. We are in the spotlight, and it's really up to us how we choose to use it.
And quick one, how do we leverage off that? Just quick answer.
We make sure that we work across barriers and boundaries, and we try and put forward a cohesive proposal in terms of unlocking growth, both in the continent and across business globally generally.
And I think we'll have lots more conversations between now and the end of the year, I'm sure, about that, at the time when the USA takes over finally. Dr. Anthony Costa, Head of the Secretariat for B20 South Africa. Much appreciate your input here on the National Pulse.